USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is requesting another $33 billion from Congress in the latest package for Ukraine. In an address to the nation about Russia's ongoing invasion of Ukraine, the president assures the United States isn't looking for a fight with Russia.
We're not attacking Russia. We're helping Ukraine defend itself against Russian aggression. And just as Putin chose to launch this brutal invasion, he could make the choice to end this brutal invasion. Russia is the aggressor. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Russia is the aggressor, and the world must and will hold Russia accountable.
Congressional Democrats say they are making moves on lowering gas prices. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and his party say they're preparing legislation to address the pain at the pump. Schumer also, without proof, accusing oil companies of profiteering and manipulating the oil markets. USA Radio News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Chappell here, serial entrepreneur. I started my first business in the basement of a factory over 30 years ago. We had no heat and no air conditioning. Instead of customers, our office visitors were rats, birds, flies, and snakes. Our office flooded often, and we used blankets as our office walls. We were broke and needed customers. Years later, I formed my fifth successful business, Patriot Software, which has attracted tens of thousands of customers with our easy accounting and payroll software used by accountants and non-accountants alike. Go to PatriotSoftware.com, use promo code RADIO, and get 2 months of accounting and payroll software free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
As inflation soars to record highs, older Americans are facing an unprecedented cost of living crisis. Seniors on fixed incomes are being squeezed by high prices and being forced to turn to local food assistance programs.
I do not have the money to buy what I need.
Mary Padula tells Fox News she retired 4 years ago and never thought she'd see herself going to a food bank to make ends meet. She has advice for other people out there in her situation.
Because there's so many people going the same way that you are. Don't ever, ever, ever be ashamed.
Someone finally won the Powerball jackpot. A ticket sold in the Phoenix, Arizona suburb of Gilbert matched all six numbers right last night to win the $473 million jackpot. The jackpot now resets to $20 million ahead of the next drawing on Saturday. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
A police union in one Michigan city is standing by their man after an officer-involved shooting earlier this month.
The union representing law enforcement in Grand Rapids, Michigan, is defending the officer who shot Patrick Leoya after video showed him resisting arrest and reaching for the officer's taser. The Grand Rapids Police Officers Association says Leoya's death is tragic, but it also said officers have a legal right to protect themselves and the community in a volatile situation. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Department of Homeland Security is creating a disinformation governance board to squash what the Biden administration deems to be false information online ahead of the 2022 midterm elections. DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas testifying about the formation of the board at a meeting of the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Wednesday. Republicans are calling on the Federal Election Commission to investigate Google's alleged censorship of conservative candidates ahead of the midterm elections. The move comes after a study found that Google's email platform Gmail allows a vast majority of emails from left-leaning politicians to land in user inboxes, while more than two-thirds of messages from conservative candidates are marked as spam. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.